On today's episode, we are having our 100th episode of Diz Dudes. So we're going to film this and go to bed early. So this is episode 100 of the Diz Dudes podcast.
100 bad days made 100 good stories. 100 good stories make me interesting at parties.
100 bad days made 100 good stories. 100 good stories make me interesting at parties. Yeah, no, I ain't scared of you. No, I ain't scared of you no more.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. My name is Jared Lee, and I am joined, as usual, by at least what's known in his mind, Mr. Coronado Springs, Mr. Jeremy Stein. So, Jeremy, how are you doing?
I am fabulous, Jared, for being 100. How about you?
I feel pretty spry for being 100. You know, we're sitting out. For those that can't see right now, we're live in Club 32, but we are filming live here at, or live streaming live over here at Coronado Springs, and we're at the Three Bridges Bar and Grill, and it's absolutely gorgeous.
It is.
It's like a slight breeze. It's like 75, 80 degrees. This is why I moved to Florida, basically, mm-hmm. I would say. So, Jamie and I both. So we're here kind of a 100th episode extravaganza.
Yes.
We figured we'd come out here. We did do some activities. We went over to Regal Eagle, also known as the Diz Dude Smokehouse,
of course,
as it's been known in Club 32.
Yes.
It's fun. I mean, it's weird being a 100th episode.
That's crazy.
It is kind of crazy.
Actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's been two years, just shy of 2 years. We've done one episode a week for, almost 2 years. So we should be coming up on the two-year anniversary here in March. It was like March 7th.
Yeah, it was around March, yeah. I remember that. So, so today's show, we really don't have we never have a script.
True.
Mind you, we have something just fell. Live, guys. that guy just fell over. I'm not going to help it. I'm just kidding. So, you know, we never really have a set script. We kind of have an outline. We don't even have an outline today.
None.
This is kind of a milestone show. We were running around all morning. We intended to get in around, 10-ish, but we hit some traffic. There was a wreck on I-4, so it took us a little bit longer. So we went over to Epcot today, and we ate at the Regal Eagle Smokehouse.
Yes.
With Miss Rebecca from, is it Schlu?
I believe that's how you pronounce
it. I think it's correct. She's going to hit me.
Probably.
I got it wrong. So we met up with her. She was over there, and we basically ate most of, I think, the food that Regal Eagle offers. So we'll talk about that. We're fielding some questions from Club 32. So you guys in Club 32, feel free to just ask away, and then I will scroll back through them. Whatever questions you've got, whatever they may be. I see a few coming in now. And we will answer them and talk about them. And I don't know. We can get retrospective if we like. I'm not going to cry. No, I don't know if Jeremy will. It's fine. If you
sitting
want
at Coronado,
to,
it's
if you
already
want to,
I'm halfway there.
I won't judge you on this episode.
That's fair.
This is like the Switzerland.
A free for all.
Yeah, it's a Switzerland okay. here. There's no, you know.
All right. I
now,
like
101.
That would not be, that'd
yeah,
be uncalled
for. Basically, it would be all just, you know, no holds barred. But, so that's what we're going to do today. So it's kind of just kind of a free for all. But, before we do that, a couple of things to remind you. First off, we want to remind you guys to check out our awesome coffee sponsor, Expedition Roasters. If you go to expeditionroasters.com and use the promo code CTM15, you'll save 15% off every single order you place. And I believe, correct, if it's over $49, it's free shipping.
Yes.
There was some confusion. We had some people message us, but I believe that is still the case. So, especially if you're going to order a bunch, the 15% off definitely will help out a little bit. Or a lot, depending on how much you get. And you can use that as many times as you'd like. So again, go to expeditionroasters.com and use promo code CTM15. And they've been really with us from the start.
Yeah.
They helped us start when we first got going on this. And then we went with a different coffee sponsor for a little bit. And then we came back to Expedition Roasters. So they've been. We don't talk about them. We still enjoy them. We just don't talk about them. But we also want to remind you to check out some of the other shows on the Capture Magic Network. We have the Capture Magic podcast with myself, my lovely wife, Jamie, every Monday and Friday, and she currently is at Animal Kingdom with the kiddos, so she will be over here, probably not on this live stream, but the one here in a little bit, because I think we're going to eat over here at Three Bridges when we get done here. We also have Main Street Magic with Jeremy and Rhonda every Tuesday and Thursday, and Rhonda is not here today, unfortunately. She's cutting hair, giving it her best cutting hair. And we also have Trip Tales, that's twice a month now on the Capture Magic podcast feed. It's a trip report show that Jamie does that's been a really big hit. And if you guys have emailed her, she will get back to you. I believe she had 4,000 emails. I'm just rough estimating there. So she'll get back to you hopefully on those pretty soon. So, and then if you haven't subscribed to the podcast here or left us a review, we please ask you to do so. So, all right. Well, let's get into the show. So I guess first off, let's just talk about going to Regal Eagle. And sure. I see some of the questions rolling in, and we'll cover some questions here. So, as some of you may know or may not know, if you're new to the show, we had talked about, you can go back and listen to this, we had discussed how the American Pavilion needs, you know, like a burger joint, a steakhouse, a smokehouse, and it seems that Disney heeded our words and they made one. And they didn't name it directly the Diz Dude Smokehouse. I feel like if we look at the fine print somewhere,
It's in there.
It's got to be like in some secretive writing.
I would think so.
In a place. But yeah. It's known as the Regal Eagle Smokehouse. That's what it's referred to. And I just remembered, we didn't check out the merchandise.
No, we did not. But I've seen some photos, and it does actually
I may have
look
to get
good.
One. Because I like the Sam the Eagle, which he's, kind of,
too.
He's kind of the mascot of the place. So we had, we got a couple things. So we said Rebecca was over there with us, too. So we tried a bunch of food. So Rebecca got the chicken.
Yep.
And macaroni and cheese. Jeremy and I tried the, we got a couple of lagers, ales, if you will, they were pretty good. Do you
Not
remember
bad.
Which ones you got?
Yeah, one was it's a Scheinerbach grapefruit ale, and then another one is I think it's Oberon American wheat ale.
Yeah, and that wasn't I had the wheat ale. That wasn't bad.
No, they're pretty good, but they don't have a big selection of beers.
They really don't, which is kind of surprising. And we did, for those that are wondering, we did get a snake bite when we first got there.
Yes,
so that's
it's a must.
We went there right away. We were thinking about walking past and just, you know, going straight to the smokehouse. And one of the gentlemen in the bar stepped out and yelled at us and asked us what we were doing. And we
can't walk through there without stopping. It's basically a rule.
What do you think it did?
Exactly.
And granted, he was Scottish. I know that accent maybe not be British. He was Scottish.
He was visiting.
It happened. Don't worry, guys.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, so we did that. So the meat-wise that Jeremy and I had, we got the what's called the America platter,
mm-hmm.
which is aptly named. It's mostly
Very
just
well named.
Meat. So it was ribs.
Pulled pork.
And then
brisket. Yeah, sliced brisket.
Pork? That's right, yeah. Yep. And then we also had the smoked sausage sandwich. It was like a split smoked sausage, basically, in a sandwich. And those are the which that was most of the stuff on the menu. We haven't tried the onion rings yet, which that looked pretty good.
They look good.
And there was, I'm trying to remember now, we didn't try any of the burgers.
No.
I think the burgers are probably what we expect them to be, which is...
Yeah, they're standard Disney burgers. I saw somebody walking out with one while we were ordering, and it's your standard burger, and then they're throwing pulled pork on it.
Yeah.
And an onion ring and Texas
Which,
toast.
Which, I mean, isn't a bad way to dress up a Disney burger.
If you're
Because the
do
Disney
it,
burgers
do.
Really aren't terrible.
Yeah.
They're not the best, but they're not as bad as I think some people give them rap for. Okay, first off, what did you think? What was your favorite one out of all that stuff we had?
Actually, the chicken.
I agree. The chicken was good. The chicken was very moist and...
flavorful.
It had a rub on it.
Yep.
And sometimes with chicken, it's easy for chicken to get really dry.
Yes.
And this was not at all. Very good.
And it's, we'll go through the other meats, but to me, the chicken was the only one that tasted like it was smoked, like on an actual smoker.
Which is a debate we had.
Yeah.
Today, the smoker was smoking, but we don't know if they're really smoking the meat.
I don't know.
It'd
and
be hard.
You can tell normally.
Yeah. I didn't see anybody like carrying meat in from the smoker, but I didn't see, again, they could. We don't want to disparage them.
No, they might be. They might be using the smoker if they are. And again, I mean, it's barbecue. It's not like they have to be running out there every 5 minutes. I understand that. They could be smoking it technically overnight. They unload the smoker in the morning, put on something else, which goes all day long.
Well,
for
very
the
well
most
could.
Part.
Very well could.
But I don't think the flavors or the look of the meat tasted like they were smoked. Like you didn't get like a nice pink ring that you normally get with a good deep smoke.
It
like,
didn't seem as moist and tender.
Yes.
Now, granted, it's not that it was tough.
No,
it
not
just
at all.
Wasn't. And you know, for instance, I've had very very good brisket in barbecue in places in Texas that people would consider some of the best in the world.
Oh yeah.
Once
yeah.
you've had that, and again, this barbecue isn't bad. It's just not on that level.
No.
So if you never had barbecue, you would be like, wow, that's really good.
Yeah.
But if you've ever had really, really high-end barbecue, you would say it's not terrible by any means, but it's just not that level.
Right.
And I think that maybe that's where our expectations should lie with a place like this.
And it probably should.
Yeah.
But it ended up being exactly what I expected.
Yes.
So like I wasn't disappointed because I didn't have really high hopes.
Yeah.
Because we have Flame Tree.
But I think this is better
than Flame
Tree.
This was definitely better than Flame Tree.
Yeah.
But nothing thought to me that it was going to blow barbecue out of the water, or it was going to be like a polite pig or a
right.
But you just, you hope. And I, again, you know, it's, I think it's easy to say it's very accessible. It's very easy. And people who are coming from areas that haven't had good barbecue aren't going to notice the difference. I don't think that should be an excuse, but it probably is. And I'm okay with that, actually.
Yeah.
And I thought the pricing was good for the amount of food. It's filling. It's hearty. That American platter was $19.
It's a decent.
You got three meats, a side, and a piece of bread.
Yeah.
That's a
good
deal.
I guess we should go through. So on the other stuff, the pulled pork. What'd you think about that?
It was fine. Again, it was just what it needed to be, but it didn't have a real smoky flavor. I actually like pulled pork when it's almost like thicker pieces.
Yeah.
And this was like almost overly shredded.
A little bit.
You said it would have been better on a sandwich, and
yes.
I agree with that. It would have been a good pulled pork for a sandwich, and I do think it needed sauce.
That's the thing about the barbecue here, is a really good barbecue can stand without the sauce.
Yes.
This stuff definitely needed sauce.
Yep.
And again, not bad. It's just it was better with sauce.
Yep.
And I think that's the thing. Not that you had to drown it in there,
yeah.
But again, it may be nitpicking. I think there's a lot of people that will have this and say, wow, that's really, really good.
I think they would.
And they wouldn't necessarily.
My parents would love this.
Right. And it doesn't mean that they're wrong. It just means maybe they haven't gone to Texas or Oklahoma or places
right,
in the Midwest that have very, you know, coming from Kansas City isn't far from Springfield.
Yeah.
We've had really, really good barbecue places.
Yeah.
So
how about those ribs, Jared?
Oh, man. Okay. I will say the one thing that was not good were the ribs.
This is flat out bad.
They were the burnt end portion of the ribs,
yeah.
I would say.
Literally the end of the ribs.
Very tough.
Tiny.
Now, with that said, I think if we had the center part, it would have been good. Because for being the burnt end of it, it really wasn't that tough.
Yeah.
So
the flavor was good.
You could make a prediction that the center part wouldn't be terrible.
I think so.
But that's, again, though, it wasn't. And it wasn't a big piece, I will say.
It was tiny.
It was kind of tiny. So
yeah, it was.
I would say if you're going to get anything, maybe bypass the ribs.
Agreed.
Everything else
agreed.
Was a good portion. The brisket, I thought the brisket was good, not great.
Yep.
It was cut thinner, and I think you brought it up, cut thinner to seem more tender. If it was thicker, it would have been harder to chew probably.
Yes.
But, it wasn't terrible.
Probably and more worthy of a sandwich, though.
Agreed. I think all this would have been, and maybe this is why they put a lot of it in Texas toast.
Yes, that's why they're doing it.
And the Texas toast.
Which is what I thought to begin with.
it's got a garlic stuff on there. It's actually really, really good. On its own, the Texas toast is good. Now, I will say the thing that is really good that ran away from me was the macaroni and cheese.
Agreed.
And I've heard some people have very negative things about Regal Eagle, and one of them being the mac and cheese. I don't understand that.
I don't want to know those people.
Unless they just had a bad batch that day. Because it's very,
know,
and I'm not going to say it's diet friendly.
No.
It's very creamy and cheesy,
yeah.
And it had some bread stuff and made it kind of crunchy on top. But even Rebecca agreed that the macaroni and cheese was great.
Yes.
So, yeah, nothing other than, you know, I can't say with what we had of the ribs that I would recommend it. But again, if you had the middle part, it may be a different story.
Yep. I would try that.
But I think going with the chicken over the ribs is for sure a good option to do.
Yeah. Chicken and mac and cheese. I think the plate she got is the way to go
from
what we had today.
That's the one I would get, which is the most protein.
Yes, that's
so
true.
So for me,
it was a half of the chicken.
It was a lot of chicken.
Yeah.
And obviously it had some bone, but again, it was very tender.
Yep.
It was great. I will say the chicken was really fantastic.
No, smoked sauce sandwich after I shot a piece onto the ground. What did you think of that? Because you said that I'm allowed to cry during this episode. I thought you were going to shed a tear.
I did.
When you saw meat hit the ground.
I did pour one out for the meat. I was a little upset. I thought about eating off the floor.
Yeah.
I will say I was a little disappointed in this. I had some higher hopes for this one because I literally like smoked sausage type sandwiches.
Yeah.
The sausage in the sandwich didn't have a lot of flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Not that, and it wasn't bad. It is a lot of Texas toast.
Yes,
that's one
is.
Thing too.
It
a
is.
Lot of Texas toast. The sausage on its own just lacked any sort of kick or real flavor.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't have that real smoky flavor
yep.
to it. It's almost like it was smoked, but not for long enough or not with enough stuff in it.
Yeah.
So again, it was, again, like most of this restaurant, I think Jeremy would agree, it's good, not great.
Yeah. No, I agree with it. And that was my thing from the beginning. My fear was, like you said, good barbecue should stand on its own. But I even think sometimes mediocre barbecue can stand on its own. And this was probably around mediocre. You need sauce.
Yeah.
But when you take a smoked sausage and you put it between two pieces of Texas toast
and it gets lost.
And then you smother it with onions, you're losing it. and you want it to stand out. So when I actually ate pieces by itself with some of their sweet barbecue sauce, I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I think so overall, I mean, you think it's better than Flame Tree, but what do you think of Regal Eagle as an addition to America? First of all, the atmosphere is awesome.
Atmosphere,
I gotta
fantastic.
Say it's one of my favorite. It's my favorite quick service atmosphere. I think now.
I agree.
It's
I
really
think the
cool. It is America.
Yeah, it really is. And the inside is cool. Now you do get free refills in this place, which is kind of unique.
That's
which is kind of cool.
Yep.
They let you do that yourself. I think maybe they're sick and tired of doing it for people.
Probably.
So I kind of like this idea. And again, you get that in just about any restaurant you go to. So it shouldn't be that big of a deal. Yeah, the theming was awesome. It was busy, but don't get discouraged if there's a big line, because they do move through the lines very, very quickly. So I think they just kind of, that way the inside isn't too crazy with a bunch of people
right.
in there.
Yep.
As quick service goes, especially if you're at Epcot, I think it's the best quick service you're going to get at Epcot.
Probably.
I mean,
especially for value.
Value, and like we said, from a barbecue standpoint, yeah, it's not like the best barbecue you've ever had, but for being at Epcot, It's a good value. It's still good.
Yeah.
And I definitely think, no, I don't think it beats, you know, maybe a Satouli Canteen.
Right.
Docking Bay 7-ish, maybe. Hmm, it's on that level with me. I would rather have Regal Eagle. Personally, here's the thing. I would rather have Regal Eagle over Docking Bay 7 and Satouli Canteen, personally.
Okay.
Because I would just prefer more meat.
Yeah, well, that's a good point.
That's just me, though.
Yeah.
Because I get that chicken. I would get that chicken all the time.
I would, too, actually.
And I think it's filling. I think you get it. I think it's one of the better values. And they have the walk-up bar, too.
Yep.
So they don't have a huge drink selection, but it is kind of nice that you can kind of have this separate beer drink selection. And they do they make the drinks. They're not pre-made mixes.
Right, they're making them there. So they do have two, like, frozen drinks that are obviously out of a machine. But I think they were non-alcoholic. But any of their specialty cocktails, they're mixing them there.
Yeah.
Which is good because, you know, if – I'm not saying you're looking to make sure that you get, like, drunk off of it, but you want to know that if you're spending that amount of money, it's got alcohol in it. And typically the pre-mixed ones do not have a lot in them.
True.
So when they're actually pouring it themselves, I don't know, give them a little wink maybe, bat an eye, might work.
You could try some charm.
I'll try that next time.
If you wanted to.
And they'll put none in it.
Or they kick you out and say, this guy
that could
is
be too.
This guy's trouble.
That could be.
yeah, so I mean, we talked this earlier. I think at quick service at Epcot, in my estimation, I'd give it an 8 out of 10.
Okay.
I think the theming is really cool. Yeah, like we said, it's not going to be the best barbecue ever, but for being at Disney and at Epcot,
yeah.
I don't know at Epcot what better quick service you're really going to get.
Yeah. We love Katsura Grill, and I like the fish and chips, but I'm not as worried about Epcot because we don't eat booths.
True.
We eat festivals.
The fish and chips, too. This has a lot of seating.
Yeah.
And one thing with Regal is there's a lot of seating inside.
Ton.
There's a lot of seating outside.
This has the most seating of...
Yeah.
I mean, this is like on Satouli Canteen's level of the amount of seating.
I think it's got more.
It's ton.
I think it really
and
does.
The nice picnic tables. You have indoor, you have outdoor. I do like being able to see the smoker and smell the smoker, whether they're using it or not.
Well, Shannon asked...
We'll try and figure out.
Is the smoker for show?
Kind of feel like it is.
But I think that would be a long... I think maybe they're using it.
Maybe.
Because it'd be a lot of show to not do.
Not even use it?
Yeah.
It's hard to tell.
Because you wouldn't have to put it out there.
No.
I think maybe they're using it, but maybe they just don't quite use it
on the way they should. It should be a showpiece in a sense.
Yeah, like competition level.
For sure.
But maybe that's the case.
Yeah.
So it's hard to see from that.
For sure. Well, I'll go back. I mean,
oh,
I'll
I
totally
go back.
Go
for
back.
Sure, yeah. What would you give it on a scale of 1 to 10?
Like a 6, 7.
But for quick service?
Yeah, I'd still probably put about a 6, 7. But, I think it is, it's not catering to me. It's
true.
Catering to, like, just say my parents. Who would go and they would just literally get a pulled pork platter with a sweet sauce. And they would probably get fries, and that's it. And they would love it. And that's who it's really catering to. And it's quick service at Disney.
Yeah.
So you can get that it's not obviously going to be some award-winning level barbecue pitmaster
right
there, which is fine.
Yeah. And I think for families, it's a good value, too. I think with the macaroni and cheese, it kind of like kids would like that.
Oh, for sure.
Even burgers. So I think I think it's a good, solid.
It's going to do well.
It'll do very well.
Look how popular Flame Tree is.
It did well today.
Yeah, it did very well.
And Epcot, for those asking, is busy today.
Yes, it was.
We figured out that there are no slow times at Disney. But I think it's Mardi Gras tomorrow.
Yep, there's a lot
going
on this
past
week or two.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So, all right, well, that's kind of our little review on Regal Eagle.
Yep.
I would definitely go back. I do want to try the burger. mm-hmm. with some other stuff just to see how it is. I do want to try the onion rings.
Yes.
But other than that, I think probably we tried most of the main stuff there.
Yes,
and
we did.
So, again, the chicken, fantastic. And sometimes chicken, I eat a lot of chicken, but I'm not always big on chicken.
Right.
But I felt like it didn't even really need sauce.
No, it did not at all.
And they have two sauces. They have a brisket sauce that's kind of more watery, and then they have a barbecue sauce that's a little thicker.
Well, there were several in the back. There were five or six.
Oh, there
were
more?
The one was like a mustard, so I'm not going near that.
Well, yeah, they had the mustard.
I think one was a vinegar-based, like North Carolina.
Yeah. Well, those
so it's a lot of different on
I
the range.
I didn't count those because they were...
I don't eat those ones.
I thought they were garbage.
I like a nice sweet barbecue sauce.
That's kind of what I like.
Sometimes a little bit of spice, and I'm good.
And I kind of like it more watery at times.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Yeah, so... All right, well, let's get into some questions here.
Ooh, exciting.
Yeah. Sarah Shipley Robinson asked, what surprised you the most about creating the network? Honestly, it's this. It's the community that grew up around it, really. You know, when you start podcasting, and before we even joined up, a lot of times you're podcasting sort of into the dark.
Oh, yeah.
You don't, for there's a period you don't get any feedback, and you don't know if you're doing good. I mean, you can see some download numbers here and there, but you don't know. And then when you start getting that feedback and the community that grew up around all this, that's the part that, and we still talk about to ourselves, that's the most awesome part about all of this is just all you guys is that part is, that's the thing that was surprising and slash awesome slash amazing at the same time, I would say. Because I don't think that's something you can, I suppose you could set out to create it. But in this case, it was just strictly organic. It just happened.
That's what makes it special. Because I think when we all started, we had a certain mindset of saying we want it to be something successful. But at that time, my vision of success was downloads.
Yeah.
Or, download. I mean, that was your vision of success. And I didn't even think about the community that it would build and how cool
these
people
are. Well, and
to be
honest now, like downloads become... When you first start podcasting, you check downloads constantly.
Every hour.
I think at this point, I check downloads maybe once a month. Like
I like to see trends, though. It's the only reason I check them now.
Trends are good,
like,
and to get feedback. But for the most part, it's the community that's grown up around it, and that feedback and everything else.
It's been insane.
That part has been great. And that's the thing that a lot of the stuff we set out to do, I'm very much one of those people of, when we set out to do something, like I don't do anything, quote unquote, like, half butt, what are you going to say? I don't want to curse on here. But so, you know, we've had full intentions of, like, you know, growing and becoming bigger. But that's the thing that I just never even remotely envisioned. And maybe it's because I've never been a part of or experienced like a, I guess you would call like a healthy online group.
Right. No, this is true. And especially being a part of many others that aren't so healthy.
Right.
And
when we did
stuff years ago with my brother, we had a great community around it, but social media wasn't where it is today, especially with Facebook groups. So it wasn't as in our face. It would be like we'd go to an event and somebody would walk up and go, oh, hey, I love the Hardwood Hustle podcast.
Right.
And you're like, cool. And then you never saw them again.
Right.
But to hear, to have this, I mean.
Well, it's like even today,
nuts.
Like we've interacted with Rebecca before, but like meeting her in person and like, it, you know, other people who've done that too. That's always, it's just always really cool.
That's the best.
So,
yep.
All right, Kayla asked, what are you most surprised about this venture after doing it for 100 episodes? Outside of what we just said, moving to Florida?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, would you have... Okay, almost two years ago, well, over 2 years ago, we were talking about this.
Mm-hmm.
We started Diz Dudes, it was like March 7th. One, would you have guessed that we'd be doing the 100th episode in person at Disney? Two, would you guess we'd be doing it here in Three Bridges? Like it's just the two
of
us
considering
here right
at
now
that time
not open.
That had not been announced
true
yet, so and, probably
and
not that one
three that you would be that we drove down this morning and we'll drive home tonight. Like, would you have ever envisioned those things, even though we all had lofty goals when we began? Was like that something you thought about 100 episodes ago?
I'm trying to remember back. I mean, Jamie, first off, did I think we would get to 100? Honestly, yeah. I figured, because I'm one of those people, like, I just don't quit things.
Right.
Typically.
Yeah, we weren't going to
unless
quit.
It was like, you know, Jeremy started crying on an episode. And I'm
right.
Like, we're done. I'm kidding.
Well, it makes me want to cry. Hey, geez, thanks.
No. I figured we would get
and
to
now
100.
Now we're done.
Yeah. I didn't know. Wrap it up,
like,
guys.
Yep.
I didn't really know what that would look like. I mean, I'm one of those people, like, I'm goal-oriented, but at the same time, too, like, I don't like to set very granular future goals and say, like, you know, I want to get to this point, but also you don't want to paint too much of a picture because you don't really know. And I've done stuff long enough to know you don't know what it'll look like when you get there.
For sure.
It's like with the group around this, like we could have said X amount of downloads, but we never could imagine what's grown up around that.
Exactly.
And so I always like to leave room for that stuff. But in terms of moving down here, I mean, Jamie got accepted in the Disney College program back in college, and she didn't go.
Yeah.
And obviously we met. But I would say the thing, like, did I ever think that I would be doing a Disney podcast and it would, A, grow to where it's at, and B, you know, like, where our goals are continue to grow? No, not in 1,000 years. No, not at all.
Yeah.
I never would have. If you would have asked me 5 years ago, I'd probably laughed at you and been like, that's silly.
Yeah. I think it's funny because we started the Diz Dudes. I think half was because we wanted to start a network and join forces. But
actually,
two,
not when we started it. We just wanted to do a show together.
That's true, because I think both of us just wanted to talk about Disney more. And we were like, how can we do that?
Well, you and I hit it off. Yeah. And we realized, I think, too, of like another show would help.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't until I remember sitting around. And mind you, I am not a trusting person by nature. I trust a few people, one being Jamie, one being Jeremy. I'll trust Rhonda now. very, very few people in my life. And, I guess my parents. But we were sitting there, and I was talking to Jamie one night, and I'm like, you know, I'm kind of tempted. Like, and part of it, too, we knew we had our daughter, and we planned on having another kid, and we knew our limitations were living in Missouri.
Yeah.
We couldn't go down as much. We knew you guys went a lot. And so I was like, it kind of makes sense. Like, I'm really tempted to see about forming, like, sort of a network out of this.
Yep.
And Jamie was absolutely aghast because there was a former business partner of mine had let's just say tried to do some not so great things,
mm-hmm.
and I had to go scorched earth to fix them and get things back to, you know, recover money in my name and stuff like that. And so Jamie was shocked that I even thought about that. She was like, you really want to go down the road? And I'm like, yeah, I think it works, and I kind of trust my gut. So I will say, out of the venture, moving to Florida in the time period, because this time last year, we came down in January and hung out.
Right.
To think a year later we would live down here, I don't think... once it started growing, I think it became one where we're like moving down here started making more and more sense. But I couldn't say the timetable it made to do it. I don't think I would have guessed that.
No, that makes sense.
But what about you?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of what you said, really. I mean, we both are in that similar mindset, and that's why we hit it off of what we wanted to do with it.
Yeah.
You know, and I really was like, I mean, I think at that time, Main Street Magic was only constantly doing one episode a week, and I wanted to move it to two. But I was like, I just wanted to talk more about Disney. I loved recording. I loved talking Disney, and we were like-minded, and we were like, well, that'd be cool if we did like a show over. And it just, like, it got me excited just to talk more and record more. Cause I love to do it.
Yeah.
Like, it's one of my favorite things. It really is.
It is fun.
So then as it started to grow more, we're like, all right, this makes
sense. Well, and I think we recognized too, like, we didn't need another show that was just information based solely.
Correct.
Because both of our shows combined, like, it's just mostly fact. I mean, they're more straightforward. Here's information, here's reviews. And I think what we kind of, I've always felt Disney's was like a late night talk show type had a Disney theme.
Yeah.
And I think that kind of makes it fun. And I think that's, it's been really fun to do. Cause like, again, like, we go into other shows with plans and here's what we're going to talk about this. And we're living with us. Sometimes it's like 10 minutes where we go, like, what are we going to talk about?
Right.
And that's kind of fun. I like doing things that way sometimes. And so I think it works because it's just an extra thing. And it's just loose.
Yeah.
I enjoy it.
But that's how we work. But we walked out of Epcot in the 15 minutes it took us from walked to America to get to our car. You and I had a very organic, it wasn't Disney related. I mean, it was just kind of life related, but we had a very organic conversation back and forth. And now we just thought, well, we do that about Disney all the time.
Yeah.
So it was cool to be like, well, let's just put that on. Cause if we had never started the Diz Dudes, I can totally see you and I sitting around having a beer and talking about whether we would keep, fix, or burn a ride.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was like, well, let's put it on a microphone
and
put it out to the world.
Basically.
So that's the way it kind of worked. Yeah. And I like that part.
For
so.
Sure. see, Peyton says, this story of how y'all met and got started on Diz Dudes and maybe your biggest challenges so far. Yeah, so it was Twitter.
Yep.
Jeremy DM'd me on Twitter.
Slid into the DMs.
No pictures.
I don't think that's the way that term is. I'm old, so I don't really know.
I think he said something about enjoyed the show, like the production value, and then we kind of started going back and forth, and then I started listening to your guys' show, and then it was just very organic. We started messaging back and forth, and that turned into texting, and then that's when we kind of started talking, and then then I found out you did some internet marketing as well, and so that was like, oh, somebody else who also doesn't work in an office? Like, because most, with me, usually it's I meet people and then the minute it turns into like work related, it's like, you do what? Yeah. And then it just, it's like you're talking to somebody on Mars,
yep,
basically.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of that went in. So that's where we kind of hit it off and it's kind of grew from there. And then probably within, it was probably January-ish, December, January-ish when we kind of started texting. And then probably by February, March, we kind of decided to
made
do
that
another
decision.
Show.
And we turned it around in like 2 weeks or so before I think we recorded the first one.
Yeah.
Really? I mean, it was pretty quick because
yeah,
it's just the way we are.
I'm kind of the built that way. I'm like, I would rather start something imperfect.
Yep.
And just take your lumps and go than try and sit around and wait for it to be quote unquote perfect.
Right.
Because it'll never get
there.
It'll
never get that way.
And same thing we were with CTM with Captain Magic. Jamie was, and I was like, no, let's just start recording. Yep. Like, just take our lumps.
Yep.
The first few episodes, the good part is when you start, nobody knows who you are. Nobody hears it.
Yeah.
You get the bad ones out of the way, and then
yeah,
you know, and the people that do like it or will just enjoy it more and more as you grow.
Right.
Along
as
with
they
it.
See
so,
you yeah, yeah, progress and grow and
yeah,
all that.
Biggest challenges so far.
Content for me, it's not, but it is.
Content's,
I mean, it's just
yeah,
it's not even content now. It's knowing that we want to keep this going for a long, long time.
Right.
And Disney's ever changing and it's ever growing, which is great. But we also never want to get to a forced content either.
Right.
Where we're just sitting there going, all right, let's come up with a topic.
And rehashing.
Yeah, and rehash yeah, old stuff and whatever. So I think that can be a challenge.
Yeah. What sticks out to me is, and one of the reasons we moved down here is obviously for me, like family comes first. And so for us, like as our family has grown, that's become a challenge because I don't know, like moving down, one reason we moved down here is because I don't really know how this would work if we were coming down for a week at a time and trying yeah, to do all this different stuff. And I'm always guarding against burnout. And that's the thing too. And I'm not trying to disparage any other shows, but a lot of other shows, they get negative. And I try and, I don't know, I want to set an overall tone for everything that we do in terms of we don't, not that we can't ever say, like we can't, like that we can't go to Regal and say we didn't
right,
really enjoy this, but it's like, you don't want to get to that point where you're just bitter and
yeah,
mad.
Your whole review is, it was horrible.
Right.
Don't go there.
Exactly. And so
right,
I think the biggest challenge is keeping perspective and trying to be honest, but also not come across as like, I don't know, like you're spoiled about it and,
right,
and losing the focus too that you're covering Disney World.
I know.
You know, it's like, it's not like we're in like a war zone and
right,
like talking, you
oh,
know,
yeah,
it's like we're at Disney right
yeah,
now. Like things could be much worse. Like if the food we get tonight isn't great, okay, it's not great, but we're at Disney World.
Right.
And it could be worse.
Yeah, so,
and,
yeah,
and we can
almost
say, you know, it wasn't the best in the world, but we're not going to also just act like we're like, I was brought, they served me from the left side and I only
yeah,
accept food from the right. And, you know, and so I think the challenges are just somewhat behind the scenes. You know, and I think moving down here, it's easy for Jamie. And I know we talked about we're not doing as many vlogs now because that's the thing. I would say the shows come pretty naturally for us.
Yep.
We love doing the live streams, like doing this stuff with you guys comes super naturally. The things that was just the most forced and that take the most time were just the vlogs.
Yes.
And so for us of just maximizing time of, you know, Jeremy and I have a growing business that we do outside of just CTM stuff. And my busy level now compared to where we were 2 years ago is double. So it's just one of those things where maximizing time and energy and I think bringing better shows by
yeah,
cutting that out or pulling it back a little bit.
Yeah.
So I think sometimes it's balancing act of a lot of things. The distance probably was the biggest one
that's no longer. I do think the balancing act, as you bring up, though, of family and fun and air quotes work.
Yeah.
And it becomes very difficult. Like, we literally, we've been having an awesome time coming to Disney. We've been, you know, coming every month for almost 4 years now, and we love it. But I've noticed the past couple times have been go, go, go. Like, we get back from a trip, and I'm almost like, our kids were with us, right? Like, we took them? I can't even remember.
Yeah.
So, like, specifically, we booked a night here at Coronado. I got back from the last weekend, and I messaged Rhonda. She had to go to work, and we just rushed all week. And it was great. Absolutely loved it. Got a lot done, had fun, saw friends. But I got back, and I was like, we need to plan, like, a staycation. Like, we just go down to Disney. We go down in the morning. We stay a night. It's just the four of us. It's us and the kids. We don't go running through a park. We get a good meal and we enjoy the movie by the pool and we just whatever like to
right,
because you're right, otherwise you're going to burn out. And so that
yeah,
part does get hard though, and it gets hard with our kids are getting burnt out. And so a lot of times they hang out in the room or they just go off on their own. And then I don't realize until we get back from the trip that I missed them there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, well, we got a lot done and accomplished, but we got to find that balance.
Well, and that's something and that's with us being down here, as I told Jamie, like I didn't want to be where I felt like we're in the parks and we're trying to half have a family vacation. And we're trying to half cover stuff and then vlog and then Instagram, whatever it is. And I don't want our kids growing up thinking, oh, here's mom and dad again, just not paying attention. Yeah. And I think what we talked about, too, is a lot of times we'll come down here. We will do like today is a not that it's work, but it's a work trip, quote unquote.
Yeah.
But we will have times where we come down here and we're not going to do anything. We're just going to come enjoy the parks. And I think that's a good way, too, to get prevent burnout.
For sure.
Is you just come down and you just enjoy the thing that you cover and you're not taking pictures and filming and all this other stuff.
Right.
And not that you don't talk about the shows.
Right. Of
course. But it's like you don't have the purpose of – and we, it may not be doing any live streams.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that. Yep. And that's just a chance to sort of unplug a little bit and refresh. And I think that's important to do long term. And so, yeah, I would say that's one of the bigger – that was a long encompassing answer to your question. But
it was a good one.
Yeah. Good answers. Gary says, ah, Three Bridges, my old friend.
Yes.
I will say, looks-wise, it's absolutely awesome in here. I would assume it's close to Geyser Point in terms of, like, atmosphere.
Very.
And I've always wanted to eat a geyser.
Yeah.
Ben says, watching from a conference room at work, best lunch meeting I've ever had. Ain't well, if anybody else is watching, hello to you as well. But that's awesome, Ben. What's up, Eric? Mr. Eric. Eric's been doing some work on the content side of this, so we definitely appreciate Eric.
Yes.
It says, what do you think is the biggest milestones in Disney history are? What do you think the biggest milestones in Disney history are?
I think they're coming up.
Biggest milestones. I mean, I would say opening of Disney World.
Of course.
Was, if you really look at that, even being green lit is kind of crazy.
It is. Yeah.
I mean, even Disneyland back in the day. I mean, there's really getting funding for that. I mean, what he wanted to do, what wanted to do, people would just be like,
what?
You want to do what?
Yeah.
Like, dude, there's fairs that do that. He's like, no, I don't want to do a fair. I want to do above and beyond a fair. And it's like, okay. Like,
that's crazy. I do think, I mean, if you get past the initial opening, though, I think we're in a 5 to 10 year period where just so much is coming. I mean, maybe they're not milestones, but when you think about the, you know, reimagining Hollywood Studios, Epcot, 50th anniversary coming for Magic Kingdom. Animal Kingdom being put in. I mean, it's been 20 years now, 21 years, but still, like, I think that, but these 5 to 10 years, the ride, we're going to get,
Galaxy's
I can't count
Edge.
Them right now, 7 e-ticket attractions within a 10-year span, probably.
Yeah.
That's nuts. Like, so I think these are kind of the milestones that we're starting to see. I mean, this tower.
I agree.
Is
well,
insane.
And you got to think the competition level with Universal kind of does that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I think a lot of that. So I think the biggest to me is just Disney World just getting built in general.
Yeah.
But yeah, I agree with you. I think a lot of stuff coming up, and everyone's gripes about Disney being expensive. It's like, and we've said before, it would be one thing if they're increasing prices and you're not getting anything in return, or they're not doing anything new. But it's like they're taking that money and you're getting a lot of new stuff, and it's hard to. It's easy to complain, but I think it's hard. It's harder to sit back and go, well, you know,
right.
We are getting a lot back.
Right.
You know, if they were just sitting back and rides were breaking down and they were still charging more, then you'd have some valid points.
Agreed.
I'd say so.
Yeah.
A couple of this same question. John and Katya. I say Kat. I know Kat doesn't like the name. Sorry, Kat. the pronunciation of the name, because I know I got that wrong. Favorite episode you guys have recorded on Diz Dudes?
This one.
This one is pretty sweet.
This is
not
going to
lie. This one,
this is good.
This is one of the best. I would... So for me, I would say two. The first one.
Yeah.
I think that was fun.
We should listen to that on the drive home.
It would be interesting. Yeah. Because that one was Keep It, Fix It, Burn It, Country Bear Jamboree.
Yep.
And I would say the next one would be the first one. Which one was it, the first one we did in person?
Is
that when you stayed at the Hobo Camper?
No, because I think before that is when we did one at All Star Music. When I was staying there. And you guys were down.
Yeah.
I can't remember which came first.
Whichever one was.
That one's sitting outside at the Hobo Camper at Fort Wilderness.
That one was. Awesome. I would say that one then.
That was cool.
Those two. I think that was the coolest one. But, I mean, these ones on location are awesome. Like, this one, honestly, probably looking back, like, I would say milestone-wise, like, this is up there. Easily top three.
Oh, for sure.
So.
Yeah. I think in general for me, I agree with what the ones you said, but in general for me, I love doing the Keep It, Fix It. Burn It.
Those are fun.
Because, again, they're one of those where we each usually decide, like, 30 minutes before, we're going to do one. 10 minutes before, we decide what ride or attraction it's going to be. I know we probably both jot down one quick like note, and then the rest just kind of happens. And so we've literally started some of them, and I'm going, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, I know I want to burn it, but I have no clue what I'm going to do with it until we just start talking.
The funny part is there's been ones where I have notes and I get in there and you start talking and I completely change my mind. And I'm like, wait a minute, you brought up a good point. And it'll put me on this other track. And that's what I like about the show is like we can just kind of organically change our minds. Like, I've been down the road and I'll just be like, you know what? Actually, my last thought, never mind.
Yep.
And it just changes. And that keep it, fix it, burn it.
Those are
fun, I would
say.
Those
are a lot of fun. Those are awesome.
Let's see. Amanda Jackson asked, attraction you are most excited about opening up at Disney soon?
Cosmic Rewind for me, I think.
I'm going to say Ratatouille.
I'm very interested in that, too.
I'm interested and excited in it. Well, in Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, I'm interested. Because there hasn't been hardly anything
and
released about it.
I haven't. I've made sure I haven't read a single thing any of the cast member previews have come out about. Because there's been some on Twitter. They're like, I just got off. And I'm like, click, I'm going out of here.
I'm excited about Guardians, but at the same time, too, I'm not a big roller coaster person.
Right.
So for me, I'm like, like, I'll probably ride it, but I don't know if I'm going to enjoy it. But I would say between... I'm probably a little bit more excited for Ratatouille because I've seen what that ride's like over in Shanghai, and it looks pretty awesome.
It looks great.
But I'd say currently it'd be Mickey and Minnie's and Ratatouille just because those are the next two opening.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, so. We don't know. I mean, shoot, Tron is going to be cool.
Yeah.
Tron we know a lot about. I think that's what intrigues me about both Mickey and Minnie's and Cosmic Rewind is so far we don't know exactly the details. We have more idea, I feel like, of Cosmic Rewind because we know it's going to launch backwards. We know it's going to turn. I think it's going to be like Escape from Gringotts a bit, which has elements of screens, coaster, turning. I think it's going to be very similar to that, which I'm on board for.
Mm-hmm.
With the Guardians, that's going to be sweet.
I agree.
So, yeah, that's going to be cool.
I agree. Let's see here. Kat asked, where else would you like to record at Disney? I will say the Polynesian.
Yeah, let's do that.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
And stay there.
Yes.
And then get the feast in the room.
Yes.
I would say
that
would be the
recording.
Trifecta.
Yeah.
Probably in a
bungalow.
Yeah. I would
while
say that
we're
would
recording
be,
in the hot tub eating the Twilight Feast.
I don't know if we want to record in the hot
that's
tub.
That's just, you got to, we could, you just
the
wrap
wires.
A bag. You wrap
plus,
a bag around the wires.
Yeah,
like
but the
like
wires
cast.
Could be like, if something bumped, you're like, was that a wire?
Yeah.
That, and then,
breaking news. This dude's dying. Hot tub related podcasting accident.
So sad.
That would be.
But we did say, they
if you're going to go.
They went out happy.
It's not
they
a
went
bad.
Out very happy.
Just a piece of steak hanging out of your mouth.
Jared was eating lots of meat.
Oh, man. That's awesome. Yeah.
Let's see.
I don't know what the question was.
Where else would we like to
okay,
record?
Okay, yeah, that's good. I'll take Polynesian.
Anywhere else other than Polynesian?
Now, Geyser Point. Because
this
is a very
true.
Similar like feeling. I do want to do some. We're going to figure out some more on location, I think, inside of parks. We just can't do the setup we have here.
And teaser, we are working on a live recording in which I believe we'll have a fundraiser aspect to it where you guys can come here if you would like.
Yes.
That's something that we're...
A little. Look at you tease, you big tease.
I'm teasing. That's all you're getting, guys. So, see, Amanda says, glad I'm not the only one with stickers on their MacBook. My 10-year-old nephew gave me a speech about ruining expensive items.
Thank Mine's you. 7 years old now, so I'm
and
like,
they come
you know
off,
what?
And it's not hard to get the stickers off.
Not
so,
at
yeah.
all.
Tell
yeah.
your nephew to chill, man.
That's, like, this is how you show your personality.
Exactly. Dixie said, gotta go. Congrats, guys. Look forward to listening to the rest of the episode. Oh,
thank you,
Dixie. Have fun at work.
Yeah.
Kat says, you can never walk by and not get a snake bite. I kind of feel that way.
It's true.
Yeah. And Nikki says, it's Epcot/Diz-Dude's Law.
Yeah.
And we really did wonder if somebody would step out of Rose and Crown and you just hear some guy go, oi!
Guaranteed.
Like, ah, no. Oh, no. Let's see. Amanda said, if you could bring any IP to Disney, what would it be?
I say it every time. I still want more Princess and the Frog. And I actually would like to see a Big Hero 6 style
I would like to see
simulation
more,
ride or something.
I would like to see more Big Hero 6.
Yeah.
I
think it's very underrated.
I enjoy that movie.
Yeah.
I still think the brothers, the way he died, is kind of dumb.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. I thought it was underrated.
I mean, if right now there's a burning building and you're like, I got to run in there. I'd be like, dude, you're going to die.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
He's already dead probably.
Right.
Or he wanted to fake his death.
Like, I know. And look that way.
And then when you died, I'd be like, I'd just take your hat and be like,
this was awful.
Now I
got to
find another dude. And now I'm annoyed.
Not good.
Just, yeah. No, I would say that one too.
Yeah.
Amy says, you guys need to do Polite Pig and then compare.
I know we do. I've heard nothing but great things about Polite Pig.
You know what?
Fine. We need to do that.
I will
we
eat
will
more meat for you guys.
More and more meat.
Susan said, hello, boys. Hello, Susan. Let's see. Megan says, or asked, goals for the rest of the year. Maybe a Diz Dudes does best day. May include a poll of everyone's best day ever rides. But I'm not sure Jamie would be all over that poll time.
Yeah.
Well, Jamie controls poll time. Well,
this
we
is
can
true.
Do polls.
This is true.
Like that. Goals for this year. Honestly, we can't discuss many of
all
the
of them
goals because I keep things close to the vest.
I do. I will say more of this, more in park.
Yeah. Well, the
and
fact
I think it works so well for the Diz Dude show, especially.
Well, and I think one of the goals was us just being doing it in person. And I think just in person, it's already a better show.
Yeah.
Just by that point, I mean, not having the lag and the technology issues and all that stuff like that.
Totally.
You know, we've got some, even around the first of next month, we have some cool stuff to announce.
Yes.
So later on in the fall, I think. So there's some really cool stuff we have plans for. I think one of the goals is just, you know, continue to grow and really just being in the same place. I really think it's just going to help everything sort of grow that
God,
way.
Yeah.
And so I think that's something important. But there are some really, really cool things in the works.
Yeah. And I want the community to continue to stay awesome and not turn into other communities.
Yeah. So well, there's always a risk. I've been holding on to Mjolnir for years now, and I haven't got to wield it. So at some point, someone will.
Sometime it's coming out.
I'll call for my hammer. And
this is true.
And so, yeah. Maybe that's the looming effect of it.
That could be. That
there's
could
a
be.
Strange meathead out there. Like, he might come punch us. I don't know. Megan says, you guys would go around vlogging the best day at each park. We could do that. Or we could even do a live stream.
See, that'll do live streams, I think. Live streams will be the way to go now.
Live stream, and I think too, when we take the live streams and turn those into vlogs a little bit too, and kind of two birds with one stone. Because that's the other problem too. But doing the vlogs was we had the vlogs, and then we're doing the live streams, and it's just a lot.
Yeah.
And so I think maybe we just do the live streams. We may upgrade some equipment, and that way we can really high quality there, and maybe two birds with one stone.
For
but
sure.
Again, it wouldn't be like the vlogs out of the live streams would be like a month or two down the road, so that way we would never take away the content from Club 32,
right?
So by the time people saw it, you'd be like, oh, that's old content, we don't care about that. And they don't get to interact with it, so
right,
there's that
which
too.
Is my favorite part of the live stream.
That really
it's
is the most fun, like this part right here.
This
I think
is
really fun. Kat asks, are there a lot of sauces? I'm assuming at
yeah, there were like five. Yeah, that was where
yeah,
there were like
five,
six,
yeah,
something like that.
Yeah. What's up, Tom? Says hello, Diz Dudes. Jamie's watching. Hey, Jamie.
Yeah.
Tom asks, any dry rubs?
Everything really had a dry rub on it.
The chicken was the most obvious.
Yep.
And it was really, really good.
The rib was left obvious because we got like the burnt side. So it was literally like jerky on the outside.
It kind of
was. Skin part.
So, yeah.
But I think everything was getting rubbed back there. Except the sausage. I don't think the sausage got rubbed.
I'm not going to say what I said when we ate in the live stream.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I made a comment about having a handle on my meat.
Yes.
I didn't mean it the way it sounded.
No, but it sounded that way.
I saw a mom look at me weird. I said it, and I'm like, I did mean it
there
that way.
I'm going to spit out my food.
Yeah. Trudy asks, are you guys going to build on the YouTube now? So one thing we're going to do, like I said, we're still going to do vlogs periodically where it makes sense. We're just not going to try and do, like, force weekly vlogs.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, when it makes sense, if we got room tours. Like, we're going to stay at the cabins here soon, next week, actually.
Yeah. That'll make sense.
Yeah, we'll do a room tour there.
Sure.
You know, certain things like that. But we just don't want to get to a point where we're like, okay, we got to do a vlog this week. I'm like, oh, we're going to Epcot and we're going to ride some rides. Like, I feel like enough people already, and I don't want to do content and I don't want to do stuff that everybody else is doing. I want it to be
ours.
And I just don't want to be forcing it. So we're going to have, we're still getting caught up on the Captain Magic video versions of the show. We're going to Diz Dudes. I think Main Street Magic is going
to
start getting
into it.
So we're going to have video versions of the shows. Upgrade the production value there, and really turn that into, you know, like a TV show version side of the network.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the goal there. And I think that will be, and I would rather build an audience around that versus the vlogging anyways.
For sure.
I think that's kind of going to be the focal point, and that's kind of a shift. And that's the fun part about this is like we're shifting a bit, but I'm okay with it. Like when I said it and I thought about it that night, I mean, Jamie immediately was like, yeah, I like that. And I said it to you, and you're like,
oh, thank God
you
said
that. Yeah,
kind of. Because
the vlogging.
I was literally like, thank you for saying that.
I see guys vlogging, and I'm like, oh, God bless you.
It burns out. That talk about burnout, that does.
That, and I think that was going to lead to a burnout, and I think that's something that, yeah, I just don't want to do in terms of forcing it on that side.
Yeah, totally.
See, Adam. What's up, Adam? He said, happy for you all success. I started listening to CTM first, but the Diz Dudes kept me coming back, and I got me hooked on all the other shows. Keep it up. Well, thank you, Adam.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
That is awesome.
I agree. It's fantastic. Uh-oh. Kat said Jeremy slid into the DMs. He did. I keep those in a special folder in case
I bet. Blackmail.
What's up, Giddy? Gideon said, I can't do it in his accent, I don't think. Proud of you guys. That's terrible. I'm sorry.
That was rough.
Awesome achievement on the whole network. Didn't know either of you 3 years ago and now call you friends and even been to St. Augustine to see the signs. This is true. And the next time, actually, we're talking about today. I was like, when you do come back,
yeah,
we have to hang down. Yeah, because I feel like Gary and I will probably sit down. And by the way, thank you, Gary, for the coaster.
Yes.
That has the official league crest.
Yes.
I put a drink on it on the other night, and the drink just broke. I think it was the crest.
I thought you were going to say, like, you put water on it, and it turned to beer. That's what I thought the coaster would do.
I didn't want to mention
kind of
that.
Awesome.
But yeah. I didn't want people to come over to the house and keep trying to do
so
it.
Yeah, so just keep doing that. Yeah.
But no, next
your daughter set her sippy cup on there.
No,
don't do that. It immediately turns into a snake bite.
She wouldn't drink it anyways. If it's not water, she won't touch it. So that we're safe there. But yeah. Next time, Gary, because I wanted to come down in November last time, but it just didn't work out.
Yeah.
Because at the time we were working in the move, we just couldn't save
it. Oh, for sure. Yeah.
But yeah, that would be fun to hang out and do some cool stuff. What's up, Jen? She said, congrats. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Tom said, late to the party today. Congratulations, dudes, on the 100th. Thank you. What restaurant are you opening to celebrate the 200th?
You'll probably have meat.
You know, I feel like a Brazilian-style steakhouse.
That would be good.
Where it's like they just bring the meat by, and kind of like they do at Ohana.
Yeah.
But it's like really premium cut.
That would be
good. You know, actually, I think the one that I think would be the best, and I think Disney's lacking, is this a giant brew house that has like hundreds of beers on tap.
That's what they need.
Yeah.
And I mean, yeah, City Works is supposed to be that, but
it's still lacking.
It's but still, like, it's one that I think is lost in its identity.
Yeah, I think
it's
so
the
too.
Tomorrowland of restaurants.
That's where you don't want to be either.
Because it's like, are we a brew house? Are we a sports bar? Are we a gastro pub? Are we a fine food establishment?
Right.
Are we a scratch made kitchen?
Well,
it's
and
like, don't try
maybe,
to be them all.
Maybe what baseline is, but just more selection.
Yes, I would like that.
Like
I
a
love
bigger
baseline.
Place.
Yeah.
To, like if this place was the size of like a baseline with that.
Oh yeah, that'd be great.
I would camp out in the corner.
I like the ones like you go to the bars and literally like the bar center here, you know, it's this kind of like octagon where literally the entire outline is draft beers.
Yeah.
Would be cool.
That'd be awesome.
So that's what we'll be. That's where we'll be.
Or
at the
200s. We're opening the brand new Tomorrowland that has an identity.
That would be good. Yeah. Or a place called Tacos, Tacos, Tacos. I would like that as well.
That wouldn't be too
Everything
bad.
Is tacos.
Yeah. Jen S. is Jared wearing his adventure satchel. I am.
Yeah, you are.
I am. I love my adventure satchel. I think it's...
Mine's over here.
Yeah. Jeremy has his Pizza Planet one. And by the way, I know some people are going to ask, still working on it with everything going on?
That's a tough one to find, though, too, and get right.
Trying to find the supplier. We had a supplier I was going to use, and then coronavirus?
Oh, yeah.
And I honestly would rather use American, if I'm being honest.
That's true.
So we're still working on that. It's still in the works. It's just one of those things that with everything going on, it kept getting pushed back a little bit. So we will still do it because I don't like, maybe it sounds like egotistical. I don't like wearing other people's stuff when I'm like, we could just have our own.
True.
Like hats and shirts.
I'm down.
Whatever. Yeah.
Totally.
So it's still in the works. What's up, Susan? She said, what things do you have to look forward to from Diz Dudes in the next few months? Well... We got Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway that we're all going to be there covering.
Yep.
Diz Dudes specifically.
I can just see some more of this style
honestly,
stuff
this is,
heading down for the day and getting some stuff done, recording on location. And
And the fact that Jeremy and I have the ability to do this with what we do. And honestly, too, I part of Diz is I look at what we do on our other business stuff we do as that stuff grows. And just being, do more stuff like this, like on location. Come down, checking out stuff for the day. And just honestly, I'm really enjoying doing these in person.
Yes.
And I'm
so much
still
better.
Enjoying that.
Yeah.
So I think part of just doing that.
For now.
Yeah. And just,
It's at one time you just calling me up like, yeah, I'm going to do the show from my house today again.
On the couch. I'm tired. I don't feel like going anywhere today.
Oh, that's weird. Okay.
You know, maybe we'll do, I don't want to force it. I was going to say Jeremy joins me in the gym. I mean, you could just do like the gym caddy thing. You could help me with my weights and we could just live stream it. Yeah. Because the worst part of working out is putting up your own weights.
Oh, yeah. I bet.
It's terrible.
I can only imagine.
It's the worst. Kat says, thanks, Jared. You're welcome. You're welcome, Kat. I will just call you Kat from now on. I'm sorry. Amanda says, my favorites are Keep It, Fix It, Burn It, and The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly.
Episodes. Those are both fun.
Those are both very fun. So thank you.
Yeah.
Kat says, I cannot wait for Guardians. Again, I'm excited about that.
I am excited.
Shannon says, I still want my Monsters, Inc. doors ride. I agree with that.
Yeah.
I think I would be
down for that.
Yeah. Jen says, more Tangle, not just bathrooms.
Agree
totally
there
agree.
As well.
I'm saying, you get rid of Small World. I think today that's my best idea yet, is that ride there.
Yeah.
And I don't even want credit for it.
Hey, that's where maybe we'll be doing the 200th from, riding on the Tangled Ride.
That'd be fun.
We just get at the end. Can we go around again?
Can we get our own boat? We're only like five minutes in. We're going to record. Yeah, like, you guys, wait.
We're going to need about 40 times.
You guys got any lighting we could put on this thing? Yeah, we need. Sorry. We look good on this from the left side.
Tell these people to stop singing. That would be wonderful. It's picking up on the mic.
Tom says, would love for you all to be able to take calls on the show. You know, that's something that we've talked about. And honestly, we just need to get the technology side of that down.
So part of it would also add, I think, more to the production value of a third person, because there's certain things I have to go through. I mean, there becomes an extra
producer role
specifically.
And I think, but not to give anything away, I think in the near-er future, that's something we'd be able to fulfill.
Definitely. I love the idea.
Yeah.
I love the idea.
And a lot of the stuff we have planned really too is involving Club 32.
For sure.
I mean, and Club 32 is where it's just, again, the community is awesome, but Club 32 has been a lot of fun. So I think that's something we'll see a lot more stuff there. A lot of people said more Tangled. Amanda said, I love this community, so I'm glad I stumbled upon this podcast and joined the amazing group of Disney lovers. Well, thank you, Amanda. Glad to have you. Trudy says, yeah, that can get old. Room tours would be cool. Yeah, and again, when it may, you know, certain events will do. It's just when you're trying to force that content. We just found ourselves being like, why are we doing this?
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's one thing if it's like food and wine. Yeah, you can go cover this stuff like that.
Right.
But that actually becomes very laborsome to do.
Whereas so laborsome.
You do a live stream, and it's like, honestly, it's like talking with friends.
Yep.
It's kind of fun to do
totally.
That. Whereas live, a vlog, it's just different. I don't know how to describe it. It's just a little different. See, Tom says, oh, do a live show of your next photo shoot. Let the audience vote on your outfits. Okay, I think we will do something like that. We'll do multiple ones, and you guys can vote on
that
the
works.
New. I think our cover art is going to become revolving.
Yeah, I'd like to revolve it. Like,
and so we can like have you guys vote on them, and we'll just do new ones every like quarter, maybe. Something like that.
I think that'd be good.
I think it'd be a good idea. Kat says you guys should do a whole episode in accents. Oh, dear God.
It'd be a short-lived episode.
I feel like we'll save the audience from that.
Right.
And maybe not do that. Trudy says, we have a couple of great Brazilian steakhouses here in Philadelphia. They need one there. There were a few. At one time, there were a few in Springfield, and I don't know if they just didn't do that well, but they were really good.
There's two up in Jacksonville that are fairly new.
They're really.
Yep.
We need to go. They're really good.
Oh, yeah.
And Shannon said, yes, when they get a Brazilian pavilion and World Showcase. That's where it would make a lot of sense.
It would make a ton of sense
there. And have like, again, I like this idea of these walk-up bars.
I do, too.
Next to it.
I do, too. That's one thing they did really, really smart there.
Yeah.
But just needs a little bit of a bigger selection, I'd say.
I agree.
Then it'd be good.
And maybe they'll expand on it.
Yeah, they probably will. Yeah. They've definitely got the room for it. It's two big walk-up windows.
Yeah.
I mean, they can field four lines with four bartenders at a time if it's busy.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe they're just going to start small and add on to
Could
it.
Be. So.
Trudy says it's basically the same as, I guess, as a vlog. I'm not sure. Oh, room tour. Yeah, the room. And again, the room tour what it really comes down to the vlogs is just the editing side.
Yes.
I mean, filming it is what it is. I mean, it takes a little bit of time, but especially with Jamie, like, you know, now we got two kids.
Yeah, so cumbersome.
She edits the podcast. She does a lot of stuff. So the vlogs, editing the podcast is not really hard. So she can do that in the video pretty quickly. But it's just when you're doing those vlogs, I mean, it's just a lot of work.
Yes.
And it really for what it's not that we've, you know, if we had built a YouTube channel that had 100,000 subscribers or significant income coming from it. But honestly, where we view the most growth and where really, I guess you would say, our bread is buttered is the podcast side.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd rather put that energy and effort into the podcast side and the vlogs become where they maybe should be, which is secondary.
Yes.
And it's like for you guys that like the shows, you guys can get a lot of those vlogs. But I don't really, again, I don't know how many people watching vlogs specifically then carry over to the podcast, but I know most people that watch the podcast, or a lot of people that watch the podcast, watch the vlogs. So
for sure.
I think that's where it comes from. And again, once we have more people in the network that
we
can
get
edit,
back to it.
We can very
sure.
well get back to it.
Yep.
It's just right now with where we're at.
Yeah, it's
you
not
know
the
what
focus.
I mean? Right. And so, you know, not that we won't come back to it, but it's not going to be a significant, like, focus.
Right.
And I think it's kind of like you only have so much energy in a day.
Yeah.
And so it's like, where are you going to put that? And I just feel like it's not best served. It probably takes, if you're looking at 100%, vlogging would take like 40 of that.
Oh, God, yeah.
And I just don't think that's a good use of the time.
For sure.
Really?
I'm with you. Same brain.
But the live streams are fun and easy to do.
They
so
are.
We like those.
I love the live streams.
Susan said, I love the vlog, so as long as you step up on the live streams, I'm pretty happy. Well,
for sure.
Given we're going to be down here more, the live streams will be
more and more.
Much more, so we'll be able to do lots more
of plentiful.
Those. Yeah.
Yes, for
and
sure.
And I think those are just more fun. I think you'll see a jollier, happier group.
Yes.
And then the shows will be better because, again, we don't have to, we can just, again, too, a lot of it comes down to when you're vlogging, it takes you out of it a lot of times.
It does. Yeah.
Whereas the live streams don't really take us out of it. And we're able to better talk about what we've done than looking through a lens and experiencing
right.
it. And I know
and
that may sound.
Explaining what we're doing.
Yeah, and it may sound the same, but I think it's important in terms of like, because a lot of people that listen to this stuff are coming to Disney. They don't get to come as much as we do. They
right.
come once a year, once maybe once in their lifetime.
Right.
And it's like I want to provide really good value for them and not trying to remember things through a lens. It may sound small, but I think that's kind of an important thing.
I am with you.
Trudy says, listen to the podcast all day at work. Well, good. I'm glad. Hopefully it improves productivity. Amanda said, where to after you're done recording today? We're actually going to eat here.
Yep.
So Jamie is on a bus. She just texted me. She's on a bus now heading over here. I think Rebecca's heading over here too, and
yeah.
then we're gonna eat a bite here because we've never eaten here. Jeremy has.
I've a couple,
yeah,
couple,
few times,
tens of times,
and and then once we eat here, I think then we're just gonna head back.
Yeah,
so
totally
kind of a quick
drive
trip
home.
Down. Yeah,
yep.
So,
crazy.
But yeah, so I think that's all the questions we've got. So
this was awesome.
This was a lot of fun. I like these where we answer questions and
it's
just
be
kind
stupid
of
stupid, and we're just sitting in my office next week recording. Like maybe we'll go out back or something.
Well,
at least
we should.
We
yeah.
could do one out back. Hey,
I have cigars.
Why not?
I'm just saying.
There we go.
Yeah, I will say I just want to thank you guys. Like
yes.
100 episodes of this and plus Club 32 in the community, it's been, you know, like we said before, more than we could ever imagine it being. So all of this is it's just ultimately like it's fun.
Yeah.
It really is a lot of fun, and we're glad that you want to listen to us and want more content. And that's I don't know.
That's
it's
awesome.
A thrill and it's awesome, and we thank you guys very much. And we plan on doing all way more awesome stuff now that we're down here.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, that's one of the reasons we moved down here was really the growth of everything. And we're just like, it's almost, if we really, really want to grow it, I ultimately looked at it as like, I think it would grow no matter what, but I think being down here, it's just going to accelerate that growth and
yeah.
be better shows. So,
yeah.
That's
which is
reason.
All we want to do is always provide great content, have fun doing it. And
yeah.
yeah, I'm with you. This is awesome.
I mean,
don't have much
the only thing
to
make this
that.
Any better would be we had a snake bite right here.
That's true.
But then I don't, you know, if kids are watching, we don't have to drink in front of them.
Yeah.
We can just say it's tea.
tea.
It's tea. But one more here. Rachel. What's up, Rachel? She says, you have to let us know if you think the chicken biscuits at Three Bridges are better than the ones at Homecoming. Jared, I'm still skeptical about that. Oh, I plan on trying
Many
that.
Many people are skeptical
yeah,
about
so
that.
Yeah, so I want to. That's one thing I want to try today, and then that's something else we can talk about on the show.
For sure.
But, yeah. And we'll, like I said, we'll live stream. We're I don't think the employees are here yet, but we're going to finish up here.
Yeah, they'll get ready to roll in, so we can go wander a little bit, though.
Yeah, and then we'll do live stream here when Jamie's back, and
yeah.
we will discuss. And hopefully, it's not very many people in here.
Right.
So again, this place is absolutely gorgeous.
Convention will go on for a little bit longer. It's usually later tonight when that lets out.
There is
this
a convention
place gets
going
swarmed.
On. So it means they're getting a lot of.
Yeah. I think they all heard that we were going to be here.
Yeah.
It's probably
what
happened.
A lot of guys
so.
In button-up shirts and khakis
yep.
that I can tell they probably like to throw back a few.
Yes.
Which is not my crowd.
They will throw them back tonight later.
Yeah, they will.
But it's usually around like 8, 9. This is a good
yeah.
part.
Well, so. Kat says she thinks the sliders are better at Three Bridges, too.
Yeah.
You know what? We'll see. We'll see. So.
We will stay all right, tuned.
Well, we're going to get out of here. So, again, thank you guys so much. We plan on doing 200, 300, 400, 500. We'll do Diz Dudes when they're 75 years old and just
for sure.
talking about the ninth park that's opened. And
yep.
Back in my day. Anyways. All right. Well, thank you guys for joining us. Anything else you want to add before we go?
I think that's it. Just, yeah, huge thank you to everyone.
Yes. So, all right. Well, we will talk to you guys very soon. And we'll see you guys, we'll see Club 32 very soon. But see everybody else next week. So.
Peace.
100 bad days made 100 good stories. 100 good stories make me interesting at parties.
100 bad days made 100 good stories. 100 good